All right, so whenever you've got the Democrats sputtering, oh, it's not befitting of a president, that's how you know Trump is right over the target, because they got nothing. It's like when you're fighting with your girlfriend, and she's like, you know what? I'm just not going to answer that. It's like, yeah, because you can't. Now, whether he's actually going to do it is another story, but his threatening to move all of the illegal immigrants to the sanctuary cities, what he's doing is calling them on their bluff. He's making a mockery of their ideas and proving they don't actually want more migrants in their cities. That's what they're furious about. This is not about giving illegal sanctuary. It never has been. This is about transforming America. And in order to do that, you need a bunch of non-assimilated migrants everywhere, not just in the sanctuary cities. That is the Democrats' plan to secure every future election in this country. And the president is forcing the Democrats to admit it. All right, John Miller here with the White House Brief. We know that Democrats don't want the illegals crowding their cities. They want them all over the place. They want to force them on you, and we have proof. First, I want to tell you about Relief Factor. Everyone has inflammation in their body. It's just part of the functioning immune system. But sometimes it sticks around long after your body needs it to heal. So say you got injured playing a sport or whatever, and you don't feel like you're back to 100%. What is going on is you probably have leftover inflammation in your body, which is causing that pain. Relief Factor can help with that. We've seen so many of Relief Factor's clients here at Blaze Media. We have been watching it help so many of our employees here. We also hear from so many of the people in our audience who tell us how Relief Factor has changed their lives by helping with their pain. Relief Factor. It is created by doctors. It's made from omega-3, turmeric, and two other natural ingredients, so it is 100% drug-free. They're offering a three-week quick start for only $19.95. That's a dollar a day. It's like a trial pack. And 70% of the people who order this trial pack, this three-week quick start, go on to order more. So stop the unnecessary pain with Relief Factor and their three-week quick start for only $19.95. If you are in pain, what do you got to lose? And if you want a drug-free and natural way to ease your pain, go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com. All right, so the president went on Twitter and he said, this was after rumors were flying around, he says, we are indeed, as reported, giving strong considerations to placing illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities. And the Democrats, of course, were thrilled about it. They said, thank you, with glee. This is why we have our sanctuary cities. Oh, wait, never mind. That wasn't their reaction at all.
It's just another notion that is unworthy of the presidency of the United States and disrespectful of the challenges that we face.
I say he's trying to pit Americans against each other and make us less safe.
Oh, Cory Booker, really? It would make us less safe? How is that? Because I was told that the people coming here, I was told they are the best and the brightest. No, is that not the case? Here's the thing. The Democrats don't just want illegal immigrants being limited to Los Angeles and San Francisco and New York City and Burlington, Vermont. They want them everywhere. After all, you can't transform a country with those cities alone. You need their undocumented Democrats spread from sea to shining sea. I mean, why else would they be so upset by this? This should be a dream come true for them. It's the best and the brightest coming to a sanctuary city near you with doctors and nurses and lawyers and biometricians and the next founder of Facebook and inventors and geniuses and people who are, as Alejandria Ocasio-Cortez would say, more American than you. Well, the reality is much grimmer. I mean, just look at the culture where they are coming from. Crime in Mexico is on track to record its most violent year on record, 8,500 homicides in just the first quarter of 2019. That is why assimilation is so important. Now, am I saying Americans are better than Mexicans? No. Do we have a better culture here in America? Absolutely. And we need to preserve it. And we're not doing it. We're not. And the Democrats, they don't want to, because the more you learn about this country, the more you learn about our Bill of Rights and what makes this country the greatest country in the world, the less likely you are to vote for Democrats. That's why they don't want them to assimilate. They never have. In fact, almost 20 years ago, they were already saying at left-wing think tanks like Brookings Institute, do we really want immigrants to assimilate? Yeah. But they're doing everything they can to make sure communities do not assimilate. That's why when you go to California, all the traffic signs you see there in two languages. One is in English, no smoking, no fumar. All the trash cans say basura on them. And in California, you can take the driving test in Spanish. And that's their dream for the entire country. And by the way, what happens when you call any company? What's the first thing you hear on the phone? The first thing you hear is the robot comes on and says, for English, press 1. Para español, prima, número 2. That's not assimilation. That is bifurcation. And then you want to look at what happens when people aren't assimilating. What happens is you get people like Ilhan Omar, who I don't even think like this country. We can't have that. We can't have someone who doesn't see what is so bad about Al-Qaeda when talking about taking her terrorism classes in college.
I remember when I was in college, I took a terrorism class. And
is that a such thing?
Yeah, there was.
So you go, there is a lab for that?
There was a class that you.
Do you go to a lab?
No.
Go out a field trip?
We learned the ideology of.
I'm glad you do that.
And so it was the thing that was interesting in the class was every time the professor said Al-Qaeda, he sort of like his shoulders went up and, you know.
Yeah, he's in command here.
Al-Qaeda, you know, hospital.
He's an expert.
And it was, you know, as
what's his name? What about his name on the air?
We are not saying his name.
Yeah.
You probably get to see him on CNN.
Yeah, of course. I love those guys.
But you know, but it is that you don't say America with an intensity. You don't say England with an intensity. You know, you don't say the army with an intensity.
Qaeda.
But you say these names because you want that word to carry weight.
You know, I got to tell you, when I first heard that clip, the only part I heard was the, oh, yes, I took a terrorism class. I heard that part only, and I was like, okay, this is definitely out of context. Guys, come on. Then I hear the context, and she's talking about how big and strong Al-Qaeda is and making fun of how her professor was all scared of it. Like, that was a bizarre thing, and I'm like, holy crap. And it's actually the same with the 9/11 clip that everyone has heard. It was just something that some people did. That is actually worse when you hear the full context. Now, Ilhan Omar, she is from a Somalian community, and clearly, she has not adapted to our values. In fact, her values are about as un-American as you can get. Hateful, in fact. And she doesn't appear to love America. That is traced from her Somalian origins. Now, in Somalia, everyone, they must be a Muslim or be prepared to face tremendous consequences for insulting Islam. And in Somalia, blasphemy laws maintain that blasphemy of Islam, not accepting Islam as your faith or mocking Islam, how dare you? That is punishable by multiple years in prison or even a death sentence if necessary. That's from Jordan Schachtel at Conservative Review. And it appears, in fact, that Ilhan Omar doesn't have any issue with those things. And those are the things that are changing our communities. Investigative filmmaker Ami Hortz has proof that in Ilhan Omar's district, a Somali community, the Cedar Riverside neighborhood of Minneapolis, they are not adapting to our ideas.
Do you feel more comfortable living under American law, or do you feel more comfortable living under Sharia law?
Sharia law.
I'm a Muslim. I prefer Sharia law.
Sharia law, yes.
You prefer Sharia law over American law?
Of course, yeah. Of course, yeah.
And do you find most of your friends feel the same way?
Yeah, of course, if you're Muslim, yeah.
Would it be better if we made it illegal in America to make fun of the Prophet Muhammad?
Definitely, yeah.
Do you think we should make a law that makes it illegal to...
That would be better, yeah. That would be better to stop, you know, aggression.
Do you think it would be better if we had a law to eradicate the First Amendment? Ah, yes, I think that would be a lot better. Oh, but wait. There's more. It gets worse. That district that we just showed you, aka Little Mogadishu, is actually the terrorist recruitment capital of the U.S. Yes, terrorist recruitment. This is what happens when people do not assimilate. This is what happens when people have not adopted Western values. And this is what the left wants communities to look like because it fundamentally transforms the country away from how it was founded. It transforms the demographics away from those who would vote for conservative lawmakers because conservatives love their country more than liberals. Let's just not beat around the bush here. Put it out there. Conservatives love their country more than liberals who despise the country as it was founded. They despise the values of our founding documents. Now, sadly, this cause is gone, lost in the sanctuary cities. Those cities are already filled with people who hate the country. But if we continue to let scores of unassimilated people transform American communities, we lose the whole country. And that's why, in addition to the violence we see at the border, in addition to the toll that the drugs are taking on our family and our friends, this immigration battle is more important now than ever. The president is right. We need a merit-based system that prioritizes applicants by awarding points for speaking English, for being educated, for having an existing job offer. In fact, our immigration system, quite frankly, needs to look a lot more like Mexico's immigration system, where they don't have special bilingual programs, where you actually have to be a professional or an investor. And if you come illegally, you go straight to jail. Trump has done a lot of great rhetoric on this. He's done a lot of great trolling on this, like this threat that we just told you about putting illegal immigrants in sanctuary cities. Because he knew that would send the left spinning. Now it's time to act. And now he is cleaning up the DHS, putting Stephen Miller in charge of more things. Great sign that President Trump actually might be getting serious about one of the gravest threats that threatens our nation. A reminder to everyone, I'd really appreciate it if you'd please rate, review, and subscribe to the White House Brief podcast. It will make sure the truth rises above all the other stuff out there. So please rate, review, and subscribe. Thanks for listening.